Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And today on our show, we're talking about the mental and emotional benefits of spending time out in nature. And it seems like all through the scriptures, we hear of different people going out into nature to pray, to worship, or to gain perspective. For example, Moses went up into the mountains to talk with God and to receive the Ten Commandments. Enos from the Book of Mormon prayed all day and all night that his sins would be forgiven. And Alma and John the Baptist chose to teach people and baptize in lakes and in the woods. And Joseph Smith walked to a quiet grove of trees to gain answers to his questions. So nature seems to have this really positive, peaceful effect on people who are concerned about doing the Lord's work and doing it in the right way. And there is a new study out right now that highlights five different mental and emotional benefits of spending time outside, away from technology, away from the stress of the indoors and the hustle and bustle of a city life. And it's really something, this study is really something that everyone can benefit from. So here is what it found. Number one, being out in nature has been shown to decrease worries and stress and increase your good moods. So just last July, scientists did a brain scan of people who had taken a 90-minute walk in nature, and they showed that there was a decrease in blood flow to the subgenual prefrontal cortex, and that's the part of your brain that gives you bad moods, sadness, and depression. So when you spend more time out in nature, there is a deactivation of that portion of your brain, thus increasing your moods and helping you to be happier. And finding number two, they found that hiking can dramatically increase your creativity and your problem-solving skills. So in 2012, a psychological study was done where participants had just spent a few days on a backpacking trip in the woods. They didn't have technology, and they just had each other and nature. And after their hike, they took a word association test and scored 50% higher on it than they had before the hike. So when we're constantly stimulated by technology and the distractions of indoor living, our brain's ability to be clear and make connections and be creative is seriously threatened. So this study found that if you spend more time out in nature, you're able to be more creative. And then the third thing that they found is that hiking can also boost your focus. So in 2004, they did a study of people who had ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and they had them spend a significant amount of time in nature. And after they did that, all of the people in the study across age, gender, race, or other health statistics, they all found that they showed a decrease in their symptoms, and they showed an increase in focus and calmness. Finding number four says that while an hour-long hike can burn anywhere from between 400 to 700 calories, your mental ability to store information and decrease memory loss is also heavily affected by exercising outdoors. So you're not only going to get more in shape and get fit, but you can also prevent yourself from losing memories. So several positive studies have been conducted on those who currently suffer from dementia and Alzheimer's, and they've shown a significant decrease in symptoms after they have spent some time outside on a regular basis. And then the last finding, this was interesting, found that in 2010, a report in the Journal of Environmental Science and Technology found that when people spend just 5 minutes a day in nature, their self-esteem took a positive upturn, especially when they were walking near bodies of water. And I guess water has this really calming effect on people. It can really calm your heart rate and your blood pressure, and it just helps you feel more connected to the world around you. So the next time that you're struggling with a problem or feeling the need to just get closer to God and gain some insight, head outside and let your mind and your emotions receive all of these wonderful benefits that we talked about today. And for more information on prayer, meditation, or personal revelation, you can search for those topics on mormonchannel.org for great blog posts, radio episodes, and videos. And we're going to end our show today with a quote by Marvin K. Garner, who is a BYU English professor and a former editor of LDS Church magazines. And he said, "A grove of trees can be the perfect place to think and pray. Quiet and secluded, it provides solitude, beauty, and peace." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.